Well, it's Sunday night and Main Street is quiet, but not for long. Here comes Fred Allen in his new Ford to keep his weekly date. As Fred steps out of his Ford, he hears a voice say,
Mr. Allen!
Portland, say I didn't.
Well, Portland, what is that program you have there? Have you been to the theater?
No. Mama took me to the Inventor's Exposition.
The Inventor's Exposition?
They have all kinds of inventions.
Oh, really? Anything unusual there?
One inventor has something you can put on the bottom of the bathtub so you won't slip while you're taking a bath.
Oh, really? What is it?
Broken glass.
That's some invention, isn't it?
Another inventor invented waterproof string.
Waterproof string?
It's for people who like to carry bundles in the rain.
Say, that's a handy thing.
Mrs. Best with all the stains. She stains it.
That reminds me of a joke.
No kidding. about teeth?
Uh-huh. What has one tooth and buttons down the front?
Oh, I give up. What has one tooth and buttons down the front?
An elk's vest.
They're up out there. Well, Portland, an old borrowed from Jack Eigen for the evening. Well, Portland, what's new this week?
A hen out in Cleveland is laying flat eggs.
Oh, yeah?
Mama says a hen like that doesn't need a nest.
With the flat eggs?
The hen can lay them and kick them under the door.
Well, that is if the hen is neat, the hen will do that. But you get a careless hen and you have got a sloppy stoop. That's all I can say. What if they can only train comedians to do that, to leave them under, kick them under the writer's door the next morning? Tell me, what else is new?
A girl in Queens won the inter-high school poetry contest.
Oh, I happened to see that in the paper, the Forvoz. I was reading it from the last page, left to right, and I came across that.
I wish I'd been in that poetry contest.
You have a poem?
I wrote it myself.
Really? Well, what is it called?
I Contemplate My Watercress.
That's the title? How does it go?
To compose myself in times of stress, I contemplate my watercress. Yes. While others rant and show distress, I contemplate my watercress. Yes. Oh, worried world, if you will try, you too can do the same as I. When all seems lost and life's a mess, just contemplate your watercress.
Well, that does it. I'm going to get my paper.
Well,
that's the...
I'm coming, too.
All right. Stop contemplating your alfalfa, and let's take a walk down Main Street.
What's in the paper?
Say, here's a story about a dog. Look.
It says, this dog was so well treated, after he died, his tail wagged for 3 days.
Say, that's interesting, isn't it? But say, here's something here. Look, the Army suggests that Americans read their daily newspapers at least 15 minutes each day.
Do you think most people really read their newspapers?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Now, let's ask some people as we're walking down Main Street. This man coming along with the cardboard sneakers. Pardon me,
Claghorn, say Claghorn's her name, Senator Claghorn, that is.
Well, Senator.
If you're selling razor blades, son, you're wasting your time. I pluck my beard out with tweezers. You, son, scat, I'm busier than a seersucker suit going up a man's back during a thunder shower.
You're busy?
It's that uranium, son. I got to keep my eyes open every minute.
Oh, you mean the uranium?
Strangers are walking in and helping themselves to that uranium like it's free lunch.
They're taking the uranium out of the laboratories?
I caught one bird. He couldn't raise his right hand to swear a loyalty oath. He had both hands full of uranium.
Well, what else is cooking, Senator?
Well, the country is going to slow down, son. Yeah, the per capita national debt in America today is
$1,848. $1,848.
That's the difference between communism and capitalism.
What?
Under communism, the average man ain't got nothing.
Yes?
Under capitalism, he owes $1,848.
Well, Senator, about our question tonight. Do you read your newspaper every day?
Well, son, this morning I read all the headlines.
Really?
Russia's griping.
Yes.
The UN wrangling. Looked like the world was coming to an end.
Yes?
I wrote my will on the wallpaper and jumped out the window.
And you didn't get hurt?
I live on the first floor.
Oh, come on, son. Come on, Eddie.
Well, come on, Portland.
Did you see the sign in the cheese store window?
What sign?
It says, what should Limburger cheese be made out of?
Well, what should Limburger cheese be made out of?
Out of doors.
That joke should be told out of doors. With one hand free to control the nostrils.
Look who's coming out of the drugstore.
Well, who is it? Jack Eigen again?
No.
I'm not going to mention him next week. I'm putting him in twice this week.
It's Titus Moody.
Oh, hi, Mr. Moody.
Howdy, Bob.
Mr. Moody, I just saw you coming out of the drugstore there.
Yeah, I was in getting some Arnicky. I sprained my back in a ruckus.
Oh, you had a fight? What happened?
Well, I was sitting on the front steps, opening up a can of Moo Mix for my cows.
Yeah?
This fella comes in the yard.
Yeah?
He's a flagpole salesman.
Well, did he bother you?
He says, how about a flagpole, Moody?
Yeah?
23 Skidoo, I says. I don't need your company and I can use your room.
Well, good for you.
He says, Moody, one more word out of you and I'll shake your doorknob.
Yeah?
You're all glare and dander, I says. I'll preff your graffin.
Oh. Hey.
He says, it's a warm day, Moody. I'll get you down and sweat all over you. I'll pull your pelt off and shake it in your face, I says.
Well, good for you.
And with that, he yells Geronimo and comes at me with his flagpole.
He did, eh?
He just missed my brisket.
Missed your brisket?
Ding-dang you, I says, bunting him in the loin.
Yeah?
I says, that'll clean your gravy dish.
Well, you sure gave him what for.
Oh, I'm a stem winder, bub, and that's straight from the horse's mouth.
Well, good. Tell me, Mr. Moody, do you read your daily newspaper?
Well, there's only one thing I look for in the news.
Well, how do you mean, one thing?
When I wake up in the morning, Miss Moody hands me the paper in bed.
I see.
I turn right to the obituary column.
The obituary column?
Yeah. If my name ain't in the obituary column...
Yes?
I get up out of bed and start the day. So long.
Well, come on, Portland. Let's cross the street.
Look who's coming out of this building.
Mrs. Nussbaum. Say, what's going on in there in the building?
It is the spring flower show.
Oh, you are interested in flowers?
My garden club, the Hardly Perennials, is competing.
Oh, the Hardly Perennials, eh? Well, what flowers did your club enter?
All kinds. Jack-o'-lanterns.
Jack-o'-lanterns, yeah.
Black-eyed sadies.
Yeah.
And the night-blooming fungus.
Nothing is prettier than fungus blooming at night. What flower did you have enter?
A vine. I'm winning first prize.
With a vine?
I am growing on Avenue B the longest vine.
Well, how long is your vine?
Surpassing the judges' stand, 20 members of mine club is carrying.
Say, 20 members?
And on the end is a bloom.
A bloom? You mean a flower?
Mrs. Bloom, the treasurer.
Congratulations, Mrs. Nussbaum. Now, what about your daily newspaper?
Who is needing it?
You aren't interested in the news?
Every day in my paper is the same thing.
What?
My husband's lunch. Thank you.
Good night, Mrs. Nussbaum. Well, Portland, it's the same every week. All you get out of a walk down Main Street is the exercise.
You haven't found out much about people reading newspapers.
No, I haven't. I'll try one more character, though. This little man coming along wearing the pound of butter for a belt buckle. Hi, chump. Ajax Cassidy. Ajax. Ajax, you are all sunburned.
Sure. I took a trip on the Hudson Day Line.
Good.
That was a most unusual experience.
A trip on the Hudson Day Line unusual? How come?
It's the first time I ever went up the river.
Yes?
No, and I come back the same day.
Well, Ajax, do you read your daily newspaper?
Oh, me boy, every day I read all the papers, every edition.
You're so eager to devour the news?
I want to know the minute the beer strike is over.
Ajax, don't you ever think of anything else but drinking?
To be brutally frank, I don't.
You don't,
I take after me father.
Yeah?
He was a man who could hold his liquor.
Your father could hold his liquor?
You couldn't get it away from him.
Well, Ajax, now about this newspaper business.
Well, you know, a lot of people read newspapers to deceive other people.
Well, how, to deceive other people? How do you mean?
Well, many's the pauper you'll find reading the Wall Street Journal.
Yes?
Many's the moron you'll find reading the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
And take Bolshevik Brannigan.
What about Bolshevik Brannigan?
Every day he reads the Daily Worker.
Yeah?
He hasn't done a day's work in his life. Good morning.
Go for it. Let's see. The man in the music store has just put a sign in the window.
It's the song of the week.
No kidding. What is it this week?
Well, it's played by Al Goodman and his orchestra, sung by the five DeMarco sisters.
Oh, wait, not too much detail, Portland. What is the name of the song?
You Can't Buy Happiness.
You Can't Buy Happiness.
You can buy a bungalow. To any show, you can buy a new shampoo, but you can't buy happiness. You can purchase diamond rings, luxury that money brings. You can buy a million things, but you can't buy happiness. With old man Moon up above and someone here that you love, find a treasure in some little pleasure.
In the story of the door, you can buy the world with gold.
Everything on earth that's sold, but you can't buy happiness.
No, you can't buy, can't buy, can't buy, can't buy
happiness. You can't buy.
Springing and shock absorbers, magic action king-size brakes, sofa-wide seats, fingertip steering, extended safety glass visibility in every direction, and the famous Ford V8 engine is more economical than ever before. So plan now to enjoy a drive in the 49 Ford, the fashion car of the year. Your Ford Monarch dealer will be happy to arrange a demonstration.
Portland, I have to hurry. I'm meeting Henry Morgan tonight. I called Henry up yesterday and made him a proposition.
A proposition?
Yes. You know, television is getting so popular today that people have practically stopped listening to the radio.
Television is competition?
Oh, it sure is, Portland. You know what a big businessman does when he has competition. He advertises.
Are you going to advertise?
Am I? I am going to sponsor a radio program that advertises nothing but me. Are you leaving at this corner?
Yes.
There is a non sequitur, if I have ever heard of a non sequitur. And I have heard one every other line.
I have to take our canary to the psychiatrist for Mama. He's very depressed.
Well, how can a canary get depressed?
He's been reading the newspaper on the bottom of his cage.
Well, why? Why don't you hide the canary's glasses? He won't be able to read them. Well, see you later, Portland.
Good night.
Good night. I have to keep that date with Henry Morgan. Well, I'll go across to see you. Ah, here's the cigar store, and as usual, in front of the cigar store...
Here's Morgan.
Well, Henry, what about my proposition I sent you? Have you mulled it over?
Yeah, I mulled it over.
Well, how about going to work for me?
Well, I don't know, Fred. Right now, I'm involved in something that's pretty big.
What?
Well, 8 months ago, I pioneered a movement, and it started small, but today, it's catching on in a big way.
What movement?
Unemployment. Yes, you see, I was the first in the field, and now that it's booming, this is no time to quit.
But, Henry, you can't make a career out of not working.
But I seem to have a flair for it, Fred. Runs in our family.
Henry, defy heredity. Try working again. Now, you might get to like it.
Oh, I haven't soured on work completely, Fred. I've tried a few jobs here and there.
Oh, really? What job?
For a while, I was lapel landscaper at Saks Fifth Avenue.
What is a lapel landscaper?
Every morning, I walk through the store with a small lavender sprinkling can,
yeah,
watering the gardenias in the floor walker's lapels.
Well, why did you leave this job?
Well, one day, I was servicing a new floor walker.
Yes. Yeah.
Naturally, I was nervous. My hands shook.
Yeah.
Well, sir, I spattered his dicky.
Yeah.
There were words.
Yes.
There were words. I turned in my lavender can. I had sprinkled my last gardenia.
That is a shame.
Then I had a job as a manicurist in a bakery.
A manicurist in a bakery?
Yes, I used to sit outside the oven in a white smock and trim the ends of the lady fingers.
What happened at the bakery?
Business fell off. They cut down the fingers and started making some.
And after that job?
After that, I worked for a week at the sportsman show. I was an Indian guide.
You were an Indian guide?
Yeah, they had an old Indian there, and New York confused him. At night, I used to guide the Indian back to his hotel. The Indian lived at the Algonquin.
He got a rate?
He had his own blanket.
Oh, I get it. Well, Henry, about this proposition I have for you.
Does it involve work?
Yes, Henry, it does. Today, television is taking all of the listeners away from the radio comedians. Now, I have got to advertise, Henry. How would you like to have your own radio show advertising me?
You will be my sponsor?
Yes, but I want to sponsor a comedy show. Now, let us be brutally frank, Henry. You haven't worked for some time. Are you still funny?
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
Well, I have got to be sure, Henry.
If you want to be convulsed on short notice, yeah, here's a joke I just made up.
Yeah?
As the farmer said when he saw his cranberry crop was ruined, it shouldn't happen to a bog.
Henry, you're better than ever, Henry. You're hired.
Thank you, sir.
Now, as your new sponsor, Henry, what sort of a program do you have in mind for me?
Well, before I can get people to listen to you, I have to get them to listen to me.
Hey, that's true.
And the only way to get radio listeners in a hurry today is to give stuff away, you see, put on a quiz show.
Oh, a quiz show?
Yeah, I have a quiz show called Seat the Melody.
Sounds great. How does it go?
Well, first, there's a fanfare.
Yeah?
Presenting the only quiz show in radio that can make you a capitalist in 30 minutes. Seat the Melody. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Seat the Melody is brought to you by Fred Allen, a maker of fine old jokes for over 15 years. Give your family a treat. Turn your radio on to Fred Allen right now. If you like Howdy Doody, you'll be crazy about Fred Allen. And there are no strings on Fred Allen. And now for that $1 million prize quiz, Seat the Melody. Here's what you can win.
A set of airplane luggage, complete with airplanes. A cake of soap for every member of your family with full instructions on how to use it.
Your choice of any funnel on the Queen Mary.
All the Fig Newtons you can eat for 10 years. A caboose complete with Venetian blinds. A glorious 2-week vacation in Jackson Heights.
3 months on the Marshall Plan.
A long playing record of the Minute Waltz. A ton of coal for every room in your house. 300 pairs of sneakers, size 12.
A lifetime pass for the Jack Eigen program.
And to top our list of prizes, the lucky winner will be left alone for 30 minutes with a large bag in the United States Mint.
And
now, cease the melody. And here's the man who gives the prizes, your radio Santa Claus, Henry Morgan.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For $103,000 in prizes, do you know the name of our mystery melody? Now listen carefully. Here it is. That's the mystery melody, folks. If your phone rings and you guess the number the orchestra's playing, you'll have a chance to guess the mystery melody. All right, here we go. Hello, operator. Where's this call? Quagmire, Texas. And the party's name, please. Mr. Paul Hollister. Would you put Mr. Hollister on, please? Hello, Mr. Hollister. This is Henry Morgan of Cecil Melody. Can you name the two officers just playing? What's that? Grand Canyon Suite. That's absolutely right. And as a prize for guessing it correctly, Mr. Hollister, we're going to send you the Grand Canyon. And now, Mr. Hollister, you have a chance to guess the mystery melody for $103,000 in prizes. Can you tell me the name of the tune? Mr. Hollister, do you know what song that is? What? Would you repeat that, please? Yes, we have no bananas. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Hollister, but thanks a lot for helping us to play Cease the Melody. All right, more music, and it may be your turn next. And now, our singing star, the sponsor's nephew, John Charles Allen. Star John Charles Allen will give his rendition of one of America's all-time favorites.
When la da dee da away, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever la da dee da come along.
Cease the melody! Hello, operator. You have a call to Wet Bait, Michigan? What is the party's name, please? Mr. Myron Proudfoot. Would you put Mr. Proudfoot on, please? Hello, Mr. Proudfoot. This is Henry. Oh. This isn't Mr. Proudfoot. You say nobody's home? Who are you? Oh. You were walking by the house. You heard the telephone bell ringing. You broke a window and climbed into that. Will you leave a note for Mr. Proudfoot? Tell him for being such a good sport, we're sending him 8,000 feet of coaxial cable. On with the show. And now, a long-winded message from our sponsor. Folks, Fred Allen is no ordinary comedian. He's funny. And why is he funny? Because it's in his contract. For 30 minutes... 3 minutes a week, Fred Allen has to be funny. Remember that name, Fred Allen. Fred, F-R-E-D. Allen, A-L-L-E-N. He's a comedian, not a shampoo. If Allen gets in your hair, he won't help it any. And now we're off again with Cease the Melody as John Charles Allen sings another all-time favorite.
Mammy, little baby loves la-dee-la-dee. Mammy's little baby loves la-dee-da. Mammy's little baby loves la-dee-la-dee. Mammy's little baby loves la-dee-da. Mammy's little baby loves...
Cease the melody! Hello, operator. Have a call to Eggnog, Kansas. What is the party's name, please? Mr. Balsam Bemis? Put Mr. Bemis on, please. Hello, Mr. Bemis. This is Henry Morgan of Cease the Melody. Can you tell me the name of the song John Charles Allen was just singing? What's that? Hoots and bread? That is absolutely correct. And now, Mr. Bemis, for $103,000 in prizes, can you tell me the name of the mystery melody? Here it is. Mr. Bemis, do you know what song that is? What's that? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. It's not Ragtime Cowboy Joe. But for being a moron, Mr. Bemis, we are, and you'll forgive me, for being a moron, we're sending you the vegetable tray from a Philco refrigerator. Thanks for helping us play Cease the Melody. Well, there it is for tonight, folks, since nobody's guessed our mystery melody. Next week, in addition to the $103,000 in prizes, we are giving away Fred Allen.
Well, is that the end, Henry?
Yeah, Fred, with a program like that, you can hold off television for 2 years.
No, Henry, there are too many quiz shows in radio, what's left of radio already. Now, for my program, you have to get another, a fresh idea.
Well, gee, you have to have it right away? Could you give me another week?
Well,
Fred, I'm not going to let you down. You're the best sponsor I ever had.
Thank you.
In fact,
I think I'll make a telephone survey right now. See if I help you.
A telephone survey?
Yeah, you got a nickel?
A nickel?
Well, I only need a nickel. You see, I wait till Hooper's called everybody, then I call Hooper.
Oh, I see. Well, get to work on those new ideas, Henry, and I'll see you next week.
So long.